This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning. So today we're going to just delve into two brief issues. One of them we discussed yesterday on Shabbos. We're going to try to discuss a bit more fully. And then the other one is a very fundamental machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi appears here on Tes Amud Beis, and Tosfos is actually found on Beis Amud Aleph. We pointed out Levi had a question to Revi. Levi wanted to know why didn't the Mishnah pick another erva, a 16th erva, namely the 16th erva is Anusas Aviv, so a woman who the father raped. And that would only be possible, obviously, if a brother could marry someone who his father raped, and then the mother, Anusas Aviv, falls to somebody in Yibam. So Revi responded, you know, it seems to me, Levi, you don't have a brain in your head. Why? The Mishnah is not talking about machlekesin. So we pointed out, Rebbe's the one who's talking here. Why would Rebbe use an expression, the Mishnah is not talking about machlekesin? Rebbe is the one who wrote the Mishnah. He should say, I'm not talking about einsin. Why would Rebbe speak about it as if he's a third party? In other words, why does he say beplukta loy kamayri? We're not, the Mishnah is not talking about machlokes, and he is the author. So if you just take for a look in the Maritz Chios in the old prints is appears separately. In other words, you have the Marsha, the Rashash, all the various small perushim that appear separately. The Chachmas Manoyach, the Mitzvah Esan, the Malei Haroyim. But in the newer prints of the Oiz V'Hadar, so they put them all together and they call it Yalkut Perushim. So in the back of the Gemara, the Maritz Chias asks, Nichta B'tzido, Hine Rebbe Sider HaMishnah, Rebbe Range HaMishnah, Havalei L'Meimar, Mai Irya D'Tanis Oy D'Tanimar. Meaning the Maritz Chias takes it even further. Why did Levi say, Mai Irya? Why did the Mishnah teach? Why didn't he say to his Rebbe, Rebbe, why didn't you teach? Why didn't the Master teach? V'chein Rebbe, havalei lahashiv, Rebbe should have responded, b'plukto loy ka'arinon, we are not talking about machlokes. U'mikan muchach, this is evidence, deroiv sidrei ha-Mishnah nizru oid koidim Rebbe, that the majority of the Mishnah was arranged well before Rebbe. The Sefer Krisus, which is one of the Rishonim that discusses the compilation of the oral law, he also makes this point. However, the Maritz Chios says that this proof, this particular proof, is not conclusive because of Emes Mikanein Raya. Ki Mishnah Zu Denishnas Belashon Minyan Adayin Mizman Knesses Hagdoila Nizdara. This Mishnah that was listed with a number was already from the times of the Anshe Knesset Hagdoila, because in the Yushalmi in Parakei of Shkolim it says Mishpachay Soifrim Yoishvei Yayvit Sha'asu HaTorah Sfurois Chamisha Lo Yitroimu Chamisha Asu Noshim Padres Torah Seyem, that there's a Yushalmi that says that there were families that ascribed numbers to various teachings in the oral law, and this family was traced back well before Rebbe. So it doesn't necessarily prove that all, in other words, the point is, this doesn't prove that all of Mishnayos was before Rebbe, but we happen to know that this particular Mishnah was taught before Rebbe, as many of the Mishnayos that numbers are given to were taught before Rebbe. Okay, so now I want to come to the main point of today, and that is the Gemara in Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says that there is a Mishnah on Daf Chavav, and the Mishnah on Chavav talks about two brothers that marry two sisters, and each sister is an erva to one of the two Yevamais that they fall to. In other words, like we said yesterday, that the case is that two brothers are married to two sisters, and the two brothers die, and these two sisters fall to Levi and Yehuda, and it happens to be these two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Rachel is an erva to Levi, and Leah is an erva to Yehuda. And the Gemara was saying that Reb Chiya said that all the 15 arayos in the Mishnah are able to fit into such a case. In other words, it's possible to find the case of all 15 arayos by Asur Lazu Umutaras Lazu. Okay, fine. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda did not interpret the case of the first six cases of the Mishnah being able to explain the Mishnah Mutaras Lazu Vasur Lazu, because by Bitai it is not possible to have a case of Bitai except by Einsin and not by Nesuin. And we're talking about Nesuin, and the Mishnah is not, and we're not talking about Einsin, right? We explain because for these two girls to be sisters, they had to have the same mother. Obviously, they don't have the same father because, again, we're talking about Rachel and Leah falling to Levi and Yehuda. One is an erva to one, and one is an erva to the other. So if one is an erva to one and one is an erva to the other, that is not possible unless they have to have the same mother basically and different fathers. The only thing is, how could these two brothers marry their brother's wife? So it has to be brother one was ma'anis the woman, and then brother two was ma'anis the woman. But if brother one married the woman, then the second brother can never have married her, right? That's the cheshbon in the Gemara. And the Gemara says that what? The Gemara says, "Be'oinsin kamayri." Be'oinsin mishkachas, be'nesuin loy mishkachas, be'nesuin kamayri, be'oinsin loy kamayri. We're talking about nesuin. We're not talking about oinsin. So Rashi, the bottom Rashi on Tesamid Beis, the bottom Rashi says, "Kivon debitai loy mitukma ella bebas anusa." Since the case of bitai is only possible by the daughter of an anusa, Uda kiparashinan, and as we explained, ba'oinsin loy kamari masnisin. The Mishnah is not talking about oinsin. The Mishnah is only talking about nesuin. Va'aidi deloitani bitoy loitani lahu lakula arayas mishum tzad bitoy. Since bitoy is not possible by nesuin, so therefore, according to according to Rabbi Yehuda, none of the six cases are possible. None of the six cases are possible. Okay? So basically, what just happened? What happened was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only way to conjure up a case of Bitai is from Oinsim. And according to Rashi, Rashi says the Mishnah is not talking about Oinsim. Fine. So Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph has a bunch of questions on this Rashi. Because if you remember, Rashi on Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi said, what's the case of Bitoi? Rashi says the case of Bitoi cannot be the daughter of a woman you're married to, because Rashi says otherwise that's Bas Ishtai. You remember that, Rashi? Rashi says the case of Bitoi cannot be the daughter of a woman you're married to. That's Bas Ishtai. That's the fourth case. It must be Bitoi Me'anu Sasai. So in a way, it's a stir on Rashi's. Rashi on Tesamid Beis says our Mishnah is not talking about Oinsim. And Rashi on Beis Amud Aleph says the case of Bitoi is clearly Bitoi Me'anu Sasai. How do you reconcile that? So Tosfos says, Bitoi, the third Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph, perish b'kontras, Bitoi Me'anu Sasai, de'i minesuasai, if it's from Nesuin, hainu bas ishtai. That's your daughter's wife. Because you can't say Bitoi is your daughter from your wife. That's your daughter's wife. She's not any worse because she's also your daughter. So therefore Rashi says Bitoi has to be Me'anu Sasai. Fine. Ulefizeh says Tosfos, based on Rashi and Beis Amud Aleph, Hadekamar B'Gemara, that which we just learned in our Gemara on Tesamid Beis. Rav Yehuda Metargei Mechamoy Seva Eilach, Rabbi Yehuda interprets from Chamoy Seinan, Haditani Rabbi Chia Bekulan Ani Kar Ben Asrul Azamatar Sazeh. Rabbi Yehuda interprets that which Rabbi Chia said. In all the cases, you could read it, Asr to this one, Amutah to the other. Avoshita Baba the Reisha, Loi, but not the first six cases. Misham de Bitoi, Kivan de Ba'ainsin, Kamishkachasla. We find the case by Ainsin. Binasun Loi Mishkachasla, Binasun Kamari Ba'ainsin Loi Kamari. Right? So now Toysa says that you cannot learn Pshat on Tesamid Beis like Rashi learns Pshat on Tesamid Beis. Loi kimoi shapirish bekunches. Not as Rashi says on Tesamid Beis. Da amas nisen koi. Rashi says, the Mishnah is not talking about oinsim. Ha de ka'amar b'nesuin ka'amari v'lo oiba oinsim. Rashi learns that when the Gemara says we're talking about nesuin, we're not talking about oinsim, it means the Mishnah is talking about nesuin, and the Mishnah is not talking about oinsim. Says Tosfos, you can't say that our Mishnah is talking about Nesuin and not Oinsin. Because if the Mishnah is talking about Nesuin, Bitoy is Vas Ishtar, like Rashi himself said on Beis Amud Aleph. Meaning Rashi here on Beis Amud Aleph says, what? That Bitoy has to be Anusasai. And Tosfos says that basically that's a stira to Rashi on Tes Amud Beis. Because Rashi on Tes Amud Beis says our Mishnah is not talking about Oinsin. Well, if you're going to go with what Rashi says on Tes Amud Beis, that our Mishnah is not talking about Oinsin, then you could ask Rashi's question on Beis Amud Aleph, then the case of Bitoy is the same as Bas Ishtoy. I'm going to tell you another question that Tosfos doesn't ask, of why, when the Gemara says that we are talking about Nesuin and not Oinsin, it can't be the Mishnah, but rather it has to be Reb Chia. Because what was Levi's Kasha to Rebbe on Tes Amud Aleph? Levi wanted to know, Rebbe, why didn't the Mishnah list the 16th case? What's the 16th case? Anusas Aviv. Why didn't Rebbe say, it seems you have no brain in your skull, because the Mishnah's not talking about Oinsin? Rebbe never said that to Levi. When Levi asked, Rebbe, why don't we list the 16th erva of Anusas Aviv? Rebbe should have said, Be Oinsin Loi Kamairi, but Rebbe never responded that. Because never would we think it's the Mishnah that's not talking about Oinsin. It's Reb Chia who interpreted that you could have all 15 arayos, mutara sazeh, basur lazeh. Reb Chia wasn't talking about Oinsin. But not that the Mishnah wasn't talking about Oinsin, because clearly the Mishnah is talking about Oinsin. Because, why? Because Levi wanted the Mishnah to say Anusas Aviv. The Gemara, Tosfos brings another raya. Ukid amar nami lekamon. My imai. The Gemara says we're going to learn it tomorrow night. What's the case of imai? Ilema nesuas aviv. If imai is a woman your father married, hainu eshes aviv. That's your father's wife. Meaning, this argument is very strong. Your mother is not anymore your mother if she's already Eshes Aviv. So too, Bitoy is not more Bitoy if she's already Bas Ishtoy. Now Tosfos brings the clincher, that it cannot be the Mishnah that's not talking about Oinsin, because the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara wanted to know, the Gemara said, why is Bitoy listed first? It's actually the bottom on Beis Amud Beis. Why is Bitoy the first ever in the Mishnah? Since we learn it out Midrasha, it's Chaviva. Now, which Bitoy do we learn out Midrasha? Not Bas Ishtoy. Bas Ishtoy, we learn out from Ervas Ishu Bitoloy Segala. That's a Beferish Pasuk. Bitoy me'anu sasai, Rashi said, we don't have a pasuk and we have to make a drasha of heina heina zima zima. So clearly when the Gemara says bitoy is first because we learn out from a drasha, it's not talking about bas ishtoy, it's talking about bitoy me'anu sasai. So clearly the Mishnah is talking about erva. Says the Gemara, clearly the Mishnah is talking about erva. So says Tosfos va'oid, the Behedya Amar Begemara, the Gemara says explicitly, Bitoy Hoyo Va'asi Midrasha Chavivale Vahainu Bitoy Me'anu Sasai. So you can't say the Mishnah is not talking about Oinsim. The Gemara says explicitly that's why Bitoy is listed first, because it's Chavivale, because we learn that from a drasha, and that's Bitoy Me'anu Sasai. V'oid, another proof. La'abaye, question. Abaye, if you remember on Tessam and Beis, is of the opinion that we're talking about all cases except for Eishes Achav Shaya Ba'ilamai, because however you could conjure up the case, if it's from Einsin, then it's from Einsin. So Abaye holds, the Mishnah is clearly talking about Anusa. V'oid la'abaye da'amar d'Rabbi Chiya kula masnisim kai. Abaye, who says Rabbi Chiya is going on the whole Mishnah, then obviously the Mishnah is talking about Einsin, because the Gemara says that Abaye was matargem af bitay me'anusasai. Kivan da'ashkuche mishkachas la ibay min ha'einsin tahavi, ibay min ha'nesuim tahavi. So Abaye is clearly learning that the Mishnah is talking about Einsim. So the Maram asks on Tosfos, very nice, Abaye holds that way. But now Rashi's explaining Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda says that we're not talking about Einsim. So what's Tosfos bringing a raya from Abaye? We're in the sheet of Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda says, "Ba'oinsin loy kamari." So Tosfos says, "Oh, Abaye holds ba'oinsin kamari." Yeah, but we're explaining Rabbi Huda. Rashi was explaining Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda holds ba'oinsin loy kamari. So the Maram explains, "That's right. They would only be arguing what Rabbi Chiya is talking about, but Abaye clearly holds the Mishnah is talking about oinsin. So it's not mistaber that if Abaye holds the Mishnah is talking about oinsin, that Rav Yehuda would argue what the Mishnah is talking about. It's more mistabra, they both agree the Mishnah is talking about Einsin. They're only arguing about what Rav Chiya was speaking about. When Rav Chiya said, "Bechulan ani kair behenu asura lazeh, mutaras lazeh," now we have a dispute. Is Rav Chiya talking about Einsin? Abai says yes, and Rav Yehuda says no. Says Tosfos, "Ela yesh lefarish Benesuin kamari Rav Chiya." When Rav Yehuda says ba'insin kamari benesuin kamari ba'insin loy kamari, we're not talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about oinsin. We're talking about Rav Chiya. Dahachi mashma milsed Rav Chiya bekulan ani moitze bahen beheter. When Rav Yehuda says you could conjure up a case, means you could conjure up a case in a permitted way, uveragila, in a typical case, and typically cases are only benesuin. Ha'asurazim tells us that. Ava masnisin ayri shaper ba'oinsin. For sure the Mishnah is talking about oinsin. What the Mishnah is not, so everyone agrees the Mishnah is talking about oinsin. And that's evident, from the fact that the Gemara says, bitay aydi the nilmad midrasha, the asya midrasha chavivale. And that's indicated by the fact that Levi asked Rebbe talk about anusas aviv. And that's indicated by the fact that Abaye said, we are talking about Einsin. The Shaila is, was Rav Chiya talking about Einsin? Why would Rav Chiya not have been talking about Einsin? Because he says, "B'chulan ani koyre bahen," which implies we can easily find a case. Easily implies ba'einsin and not nesuin and not ba'einsin. Now, now that Tosfos says the Mishnah is talking about Einsin, is it only talking about Einsin, or is it also talking about Einsin? In other words, now Tosfos argues on Rashi. Rashi says in Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah is not talking about Einsin. Tosfos says the Mishnah is talking about Einsin. It's Rav Chiya that's not talking about Einsin. Now Tosfos wants to know, according to me, is the Mishnah only talking about Einsin or Nesuin as well? V'nira l'ri, d'leke l'meimah d'masnisin d'ktani bitay, ayri b'Einsin v'loi b'Nesuin. You can't say, well, the Mishnah talks about bitay, it's only Einsin and not Nesuin. D'in kei mai ka'amar b'gemara. If so, what does the Gemara mean? Kivan d'bitay b'Nesuin loi mishkachas la. What does the Gemara mean? That bitay, right? The Gemara says, bitay! We don't have a case by Nesuin, but we have a case of Einsin. Why would the Gemara say, oh, we have a case of Nesuin? How's that going to help us? The Mishnah is not talking about Nesuin. Why would the Gemara have to go through the step? We have a case by Nesuin. Right, the Gemara says, Bitai, we don't have a case by Nisuin, but we do have a case by Einsin, and Reb Chiya is not talking about Einsin. Okay, why is it necessary to say we can't find the case by Nisuin? Even if we could find the case by Nisuin, the Mishnah is not talking about Nisuin. Afilu Mishkanos Nisuin, Loi Motzi Koyakulu, Babi Dimas Nisin, the Ari Ba Einsin. The Mishnah is talking about Einsin, so it's irrelevant that we don't have a case by Nisuin. Even if we did, the Mishnah is not talking about it. Ela Amarid Hach Bitoi Ari Bein Ba Einsin Bein Min Nisuin. Bitoi is talking about Einsin and Nisuin. The Mishnah of Bitoi is Einsin and Nisuin. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Ritva that I saw this morning, as well as the Rashba, the Ritva's on Tesam and Beis, and the Rashba's on Beis and Aleph, they say like this. Tosis is of the opinion that the Mishnah is talking about Einsin and Nisuin, but Reb Chiya is only talking about Nisuin, and you don't have a case of Nisuin. And Einsin loy kamairi. But the Mishnah is talking about Einsin. So, let me read to you the Rashba for a moment. The Rashba says like this, Tosfos, maybe you're right. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about Einsin and not Nisuin. If the Mishnah... Again, the question is like this. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that we can't, that Reb Chiya is not talking about Bitoi, according to Rashi? Because the Mishnah is not talking about Einsin. And therefore, we cannot conjure up a case of Bitoi. But wait a second. The question is, Barashi on Beis and Aleph says the Mishnah is talking about Einsin. So the Mishnah is talking about Einsin, why can't we conjure up a case by Bitoi? So the Rashba says something very pashat. Really, the Mishnah Avada is talking about Einsin. No question the Mishnah is talking about Einsin. So then why couldn't Reb Chiya say that there's a case of Bitoi? So the Gemara says, well, we only have a case of Bitoi by Einsin and not Nisuin. And B'Nisuin Kamairi. So you know what the Pshat is? Tosfos learned the Pshat is, Reb Chiya is only talking about Nisuin and not Einsin. But the Mishnah is talking about both. Right? That's how Tosfos learned. Tosfos says, we're forced to say that when the Gemara says, here's the problem. The Gemara says, B'nisuin kamairi, b'oinsin loy kamairi. The Mishnah is not talking about oinsin. So Tosfos says, that can't mean the Mishnah, because we know the Mishnah is talking about oinsin. So Tosfos is forced to be madcha this Gemara and say ba'oinsin loy kamairi Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is not talking about oinsin, but the Mishnah is talking about oinsin. And the problem is that Reb Chiya would never be talking about an oinsin case. The Rashi says you can learn a little differently. You know why? Really, this has nothing to do with Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya maybe would talk about an Einsin case. And the Mishnah would talk about an Einsin case. So why can't we have a case of Bitoi? The answer is very simple. Because can you have a case of Bitoi, Mutaras Lazah, Asur Lazah, by Nisuin? You can't have a case by Nisuin. So since you can't have a case by Nisuin, Reb Chiya held that the Mishnah Bitoi is not a plazible explanation for Mutar Sazah, Asur Lazah, because it's only plazible from Einsin, but it's not plazible by Nisuin. And since the Mishnah is talking about Einsin and Nisuin, and you could only conjure up a case of Bitoi by Oinsin and not by Nesuin. So when it says over here, Kivan de Bitoi by Oinsin Mishkachas and Lo Mishkachas, Benesuin Kamairi by Oinsin Loi Kamairi by Oinsin Loi Kamairi is, the Mishnah is not just talking about Oinsin. It means not just Oinsin. It's also Nesuin. So when Rashi says, "Be'oinsin loy kamayri masnisin," the Mishnah is not talking about oinsin. Doesn't mean the Mishnah is not discussing oinsin. Rashi himself said the case of bitoy is bitoy me'anu sasai. What it means is the Mishnah is not just talking about oinsin; it's also talking about nesuin. Since it's also talking about nesuin, and you can't have the case of nesuin, so Rav Yehuda holds that. We're not talking about bitoy because you can't have every scenario of bitoy explaining mutar sazasur lazeh. I mean, Tosfos was forced to say Mairi is going on Rav Chiya, not the Mishnah, because of course the Mishnah is talking about oinsin. So Tosfos rejected Rashi. Rashi, you can't say the Gemara means the Mishnah is not talking about oinsin, but possibly we could interpret that as follows. We don't mean the Mishnah is not talking about Oinsin. We mean the Mishnah is not only talking about Oinsin. And therefore, we need to be able to find the case of Mutar Sazar Sorza in both Oinsin and Nesuin. Okay, Rabbi Isai. That's all. Just one simple Taisus. Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Hope you enjoy the rest of the day. And so that's Taisus. And I think how the Ritva and the Rajva answer Tosis Kasha on Rashi. And check out, like we started with, the Maritz Chios on Tesom and Aleph. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.